We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. This is Jimmy Clark, and it is Today in Ag, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Got a good show. I did not send Brandon a text earlier, so hopefully he'll be available today because the market was really good yesterday. And all kinds of day. Today is Hay Day Tuesdays, brought to you by Great Plains Bank. And if you got some hay you want to sell, because I see a lot of hay sitting in the field, if you want to get rid of some, give me a message on our text line at 580-225-9697. And I do have a hay question for you guys here in about 5, 8, 10 minutes somewhere. And I got a pair of Great Plains Bank leather gloves, and they're really good. I love mine. To give away to the correct answer on my question coming up. First, let's check out some temperatures. It is warm in the panhandle, both panhandles. 88 degrees at Goodwill already, 76 at Arnett, 78 at Cherokee. Putnam, you're 76. Hobart, 76, and 80 degrees at Hollis out here in the panhandle of Texas. It's really warm. It's already 93 degrees there at Northfield. There, what are they, a little bit southwest of Childress. 77 at Wellington. There's almost 20 degrees difference in within less than an hour drive. 88 at McLean, 80 at Lipscomb, and Odell, you're 84 degrees. All right, let's see what happened in our big old world of agriculture overnight. Grain and soybean futures were lower in overnight trading after the USDA issued a lofty production outlook for corn. USDA forecast corn production for the 25-26 marketing year is at 15.82 billion bushels on a yield of 181 bushels an acre. That's up from the February outlook of 15.58 billion bushels, though the yield outlook was unchanged. If realized, this would be up from the 14.86 billion bushels forecast for the 24-25 season, according to the government data. Yield is in the current marketing year is pegged at 179.3 bushels an acre. I did see somewhere where I think the corn planting is two-thirds done so far. So we're 66.33% completed on corn planting. Corn stockpiles at the end of the 25-26 year are seen at 1.8 billion bushels. While that's up from 27% year over year, is still missed forecast compiled by Rutgers for 2.20 billion bushels. Soybean output in the next marketing year was projected at 4.34 billion. That's on yields of 42.5 bushels an acre. That's down modestly from the 4.37 in February. The Ag Department projects soybean production in the current marketing year at 4.36 billion bushels. That's a lot, and that's at 50.7 bushels an acre yield. Inventory at the end of the 25-26 marketing year projected to be 295 million bushels, down significantly from the trade forecast of 362 million. Futures were also pressured overnight as corn and soybean planting in the U.S. remains well ahead of the prior five-year average. Let's see here. Corn futures overnight for July delivery fell 4¾ cents to 443 and a quarter a bushel. Overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, wheat futures lost 8½ cents to 506 and three-quarter cents a bushel, while Kansas City dropped 6¾ cents. To 501 and a quarter a bushel. Soybean futures for July delivery fell 4½ cents to 1066 and three quarters. Soy meal was down $1.90 to $2.96.20 a short ton, and soy oil added about a half a penny to 50.36 cents a pound. Let's see here. Red flag warnings issued for much of Minnesota, North Dakota, probably parts of central Indiana, in Iowa, extreme northwestern Iowa on red flag warnings. Other than that, not much going on weather-wise. I seen my neighbors planting some peanuts yesterday, and I heard somebody else down south of the River Bridge, South Carter, was planting peanuts. They're getting after it. Good luck with your planting there. I got a little bit of hay baled last night. Finished up one field and moved to the other, but she's still a little tad on the green. And speaking of that, here's your question for a pair of gloves today. Great Plains leather gloves. You're watching on Facebook. Check them out. They're really nice gloves. I'm impressed by the quality of these gloves, and not because the bank buys them, but they're just, I don't even know what kind they are here. Just water repellent leather, because I don't think you can buy them in a local store, but they're really good gloves. And here's your question. You ready? Let's see here. There we go. So what is the optimum moisture content for baling, round or square? So let's just go with the round bales, all right? Because there's a couple options here. A, 14%. B, 15%. C, 17%. Or D, all of the above. What is the optimum moisture in a round bale hay when baling? A is 14%. B is 15, C is 17, or D, all of the above. I'm going to take the 10th correct answer. If you want to play up in northwestern Oklahoma, I got some stuff at radio station KWFX 100.1 in Woodward, or here at KZO station here in Elk City. There you go. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. Today is the Stockman's Vet Clinic happy hour, all hour, and we'll be right back after this break.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Your family is sitting around the supper table and something interesting happens. Just a few moments ago, there was lots of rustling and noises, and now nobody's saying a word. Everyone's too busy cutting up their steak and taking bites. Once in a while, someone says something about how good it tastes, but for the most part, everyone's pretty quiet. They're too busy chewing and swallowing and going back for another bite. The meat was processed exactly the way you wanted it, and all you had to do was tell us what you wanted. We processed your meat to the exact specifications, and since we processed the meat at your place, it was really simple for you. I'm Becky Brown, and my husband's Tony, and we're BT Butchers. It's a mobile meat processing shop. We come to you and make it easy as possible, the way you want it. The website is btbutchers.com. That's B as in Becky, T as in Tony, butchers.com. Remember, it's your meat, and it feeds your family. You deserve to have it processed the way you want it.
Trade-ins aren't just for cars anymore. Now they're for tools. Bring in your old tools and save up to $250 on brand new Milwaukee tools this month at Napa. Save $50 on tools like a half-inch drill driver kit. Save $100 on tools like a half-inch extension anvil controlled torque impact wrench with one key kit. And save $250 on the 1-inch D-handle extension anvil high torque impact wrench with one key. Bring in your old tools and pay less for brand new ones during the Milwaukee trade-in event at Napa in Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton.
For a little while longer, we're going to pretend that you work here so you can get the employee discount. You don't have to clock in. You don't have to change anyone's oil. You don't have to sell anything or clean up or sign Shelby's birthday card for the office party tomorrow. But you get the employee discount on the cars, trucks, and SUVs we got. You pay what employees pay through June 2nd at Barbara Dyson Ford online at BarberDysonFord.net. Offer excludes 2025 Expeditions and 2025 Super Duties.
I've told multiple people that have business ideas that come in. I said, bring me everything you got, even if it's scratched on a napkin, and it doesn't have to be professional looking. I want to see what you went through because I want to help you and then at least give them my 2 cents. The loan's going to stand on its own. You know, I'm not going to decide based off you brought this on a napkin. The point is if they've thought it through, it makes you more comfortable. You get more comfortable with them. They also get more comfortable with you because you're going to point out things that they may have thought of, didn't put down.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, May 12th. 956 head were sold, 5 head of steers at 413, brought 430. 12 at 642 brought 345. 3 at 667 brought 294. 4 at 763 brought 295. 10 at 765 brought 294. 7 at 886 brought 279.50. 23 at 1004 brought 266. 7 head of heifers at 424 brought 400. 4 at 478 brought 347.50. 10 at 499 brought 340. 9 at 637 brought 313. 64 at 791 brought 277.50. 14 at 811 brought 273.50. 15 at 911 brought 249. Butcher cows were 119 to 161. Butcher bulls brought 158 to 210.50. Bred cows were 1950 to 2400. Pairs brought 2650 to 2825. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. Consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your ag weather update out in the Texas Panhandle. Memphis, 88 degrees, a heat index of 86. Humidity 29, dew points 52. The wind's out of the west at 6 with a gust up to 10. 1.78 inches of rain so far this month. And 8-inch soil temperature, 66 degrees. Well, from the golf course in Oklahoma City, Mr. Brandon Hickey.
Enid.
I was thinking the one in Edmond. Never mind.
Yep. So yep, they, Enid, not Edmond. The other E, the big E town.
Because I was going to ask you if you was at that one in Oklahoma City or at Edmond. Did they allow cowboy hats?
No, you wouldn't even recognize me today. Shoot, I got my shorts on. Blinding everybody with the white legs, I'm incognito. Nobody even knows it's me.
So, are your feet whiter than your legs?
Very little, if any.
Oh, good. So who's playing golf up there? What was this class B A? What's going on?
This is 2A.
Do what now?
I believe this is 2A.
2A.
Yeah.
2A. All right, cool. How's the son doing?
Well, he's just first alternate on the team, so he's just riding around being moral support. And that's what Aaron and I are doing. We're just snack managers, snack and drink managers. So.
All right. Well, stay out of those, the left refreshments, the ones on the left side of the golf cart.
We have to wait till the tournament's over before we can get into
that. I figured they didn't need a bunch of dads under the influence of a beer or two out there yelling for their kids.
Yeah, that's right.
Dude. All right. Let's start with Elk City, because the good stuff was, I mean, it was going good at Elk City Friday, but yesterday was chaotic. It was just fun. So we'll talk about that for a little bit. So let's start at Elk City, and let me bring it up. There we go. I got it up. I knew I had that up. My phone was about dead, and I got it plugged in, and my cord's not long enough to stretch over here to the mic. So here we go. You had 1,093.
Yep.
And you had a good sale going on when I was there.
Yeah. We had a decent run. Really muddy steel, but got more cattle out and got there than what we thought we might end up with, and had some good young pairs show up we didn't even know was coming. They showed up there late Thursday evening, but they sold really good. 200 out of some first calf heifer pairs, and rollover into the calf market, and and lots of aggressive buyers and bidding going on there. Had some about a load and a half of a real nice feeder heifers, and they sold really good. Just all in all, a good day. It just seemed like that the market was as high as it's ever been. But little did we know that all this crazy stuff was going to happen over the weekend, and what that was going to do coming into the first of this week. So,
yeah, it was crazy. Well, it looks like the pairs and the bred cows obviously did really good. What kind of pairs was bringing 4,200?
That was the first calf heifer pairs.
Those.
Yeah, they was, I think the pairs weighed like 1240 something, the cows and the calves together. Nice set of all black cows and calves, and lots of bidder and buyer interest on them. Like I said, we didn't even get any advertising on them. I didn't even know they was coming, but they it didn't seem to matter. There was guys showed up to buy them, so.
Wow, that was good. And then looks like basically the slaughter cows and bulls are just kind of staying right there in that high ones for the good ones, high 160s or mid 160s, and around $2 for the bulls.
Yeah. It's the seems to maybe kind of stalled out just a little bit there. Haven't really bounced down any, but we're just kind of stalled out. They haven't got any higher on the butcher cows and bulls about the last 2 or 3 weeks here. It's come back pretty steady. And like you say, 160 on the top cows and 210, somewhere 210 on the top yielding bulls. Then you got some of the thinner cows that are going to feed, and they're bringing in anywhere from the 130s, 40s, maybe some of them in the 150s going back to feeder pastures. So, yeah, it's been a good market all the way around. And, I don't know. It looks like it could continue. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy. I didn't even check the board yet. Let me refresh this and see what it's going on. I don't think it's up crazy like it was yesterday, but let's see what the lives and the feeders are doing. There they are. They're up, and they're not up a buck today. It looks like basically lives and the feeders both are just up 30, 40 cents today. You know what I'm saying? Because it was stupid yesterday.
Yeah.
And because I know feeders was up almost $6, if not over $6 yesterday afternoon when they closed the market. So it was good. Well, have you got anything? It looks like we got dry weather this week. You got anything coming in people need to know about for Elk City?
We've got some young bred cows coming in, and got some more pairs. Got several bunches of middle-aged and older pairs that are supposed to go ahead and come in this week, and got several little bunches of calves already on the board. So I think we'll probably have kind of a catch-up run maybe this next couple of weeks. Catch up with the light numbers that we've had for the last three. We've been a little below what we would normally be this time of year with the wet weather and people not being able to get there with them. So I think we'll play a little catch up here the next couple of Fridays and probably have a pretty decent kind of a run and kind of catch up on those cattle we didn't get the last couple of 3 weeks. Should be some really nice, and this was surprising, kind of disappointing to me yesterday. Or day before yesterday, I started getting some calls. It looks like that within the next week or two, you were going to start getting some pretty nice strings of cows coming out of New Mexico. I guess they've missed all this spring rain that we've got over here in this part of the world, and that they're starting to call, and it's starting to be pretty droughty back that way, and they're starting to think about liquidating some cows back in the state of New Mexico, which I really hated to hear that. I hate for that to happen to anybody, but it sounds like some of them are going to come this way and maybe give some of our people in this part of the world and Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle, Southern Kansas, a chance to buy some nice strings of young and middle-aged cows to restock a little bit here while we've got so much nice, pretty green early spring grass.
Man, I hate to hear that, but, you know, we all, Everybody's experienced that, but you just don't like to hear about that. But it will bring some nice cattle in for, because there's people missing some cattle here.
Yes, sir.
But that, was you know who there? Did he bring any Charlie type stuff in there Friday?
No, and I don't believe he brought anything Friday. But our top bull again was a Charlet. So.
I didn't ask you about top bull.
Actually, I want to take that back. I just remembered correctly. The top bull Friday was a big old stout polled Hereford that a gentleman from Retrop brought in.
So. Oh, I bet Scott, if he's listening, he's about to have a heart attack. I'm actually not going to be too far from his place this afternoon. I got to go to Reed and pick up some inoculant stuff because we got some peanuts getting ready to go in. The Goober King is getting ready to go to work.
Goober King getting ready to start lording over his subjects, the Goobers.
Well, now, because I'm taking that wrong from you guys calling me that because, you know, it should be the Peanut King, but you guys have to throw the Goober in there because I really don't think you're referring to peanuts.
Well, I just thought it was a neat play on words because, you know, both four peanuts and then, you know, the Goober King of all the Goober radio personalities. I thought it worked both ways.
Yeah, because we got the Cotton King that used to be the Cattle King. and now your nickname's the Cattle King. Yeah, I don't know if you know that, but it's a true fact.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, and matter of fact, I was going to ask you to start putting a 60 second, 102 minute article to put in the Penny News every week.
Yeah,
and you know, I mean, your daughter's going to be home pretty soon. Maybe she can help you with correctly writing some communications in ag.
Yep. She's actually home now. She's out of school and home, but she's not going to be here very long because she's at the end of the week. She heads to Croatia for a little European sightseeing tour with her aunt and uncle. And when she gets done with that, she'll spend the next 3 weeks in Czech Republic for a college class, for her study abroad college class. And then when she gets back from that, she'll be headed to the Oklahoma Beef Council for her internship for the summer. So we're not going to get to see a whole lot of her this summer, but we're excited for all of her activities.
Yeah. We'll back up here a second. Let's talk about this a minute. What's she going to be doing in the Czech? What's she going to be doing over there?
Every communications major has to do some sort of an international course. And so you've got the option of taking an international study at home and studying something that is about something overseas, or you can actually take a course and go overseas with some of your college campus classmates and some of your professors and actually go overseas and experience it yourself. And so I think the choices were Ireland, Australia, Morocco, and the Czech Republic. And the Ireland one is the most popular one. You got to get chosen to be able to go for that one. And she's, even though she's redheaded, she didn't think it was necessary that she just absolutely had to go to Ireland. So she the one that fit her communications degree the best was the Czech Republic, and her professor that's her favorite that is actually retiring was going on that one, and so that's what she chose.
So there'll be a group of them going.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that'd be good. And yeah, because her being redheaded and over there by herself, because she got a temperature, has she got a temp like her mom or like her dad?
It's a little bit more like her dad.
So she would have been all right then, huh?
So pretty much what Aaron will tell just about anybody that listens is that she is pretty sure that both of our kids, and she was just an incubator only, that they actually carry zero of her DNA.
And you just got slapped if she's sitting there on the golf cart with you.
Oh, no, because that's, she said that herself. She said, I was just purely an incubator. Both these kids have all your DNA. None of mine gets cloned.
So not one time have you ever accused your daughter of acting like her mom?
Nope.
All right.
Matter of fact, no.
Okay, I just wanted to get it all out there on the plate. So, all right, let's head into Crazy Monday. You ready?
Yeah.
So you had, I think, well, I had it up there, 956. I was going to say 966. You had 956 head over there at Western Oklahoma yesterday. And I was going to ask you if anything stuck out yesterday, and if there was something, go ahead and say it, but it looks like it was all just crazy wonderful.
It was an absolutely crazy day. You could tell that the board was up. You could tell there'd been some announcements that was exciting some people, or maybe it wasn't exciting. Maybe it was just making them nervous about being able to get, cattle, access to cattle. And I mean, they came to town to buy cattle, and we had a smaller than we was expecting run, and we really kind of figured it'd be dried out enough that we would end up with more cattle than what we had yesterday. But it's still awfully wet out in places. So, you know, though we may have this next coming Monday may be another kind of a pretty big catch up run for us for the last several weeks. And of course, the week after that will be closed for Memorial Day. We're anticipating a pretty good run this coming Monday. It finally looks like maybe it'll dry out enough that people can get out and get there with them. And with the market like it is, it's a good time to sell them.
Well, they pick one that really just caught you off guard yesterday, if you can think about it.
You know, that I think that load of what was 60? There was 64 of those heifers weighing.
That's the one I picked.
Yeah. And you know, and that's I'd talked to a couple of guys about maybe about taking them heifers home, you know, to make cows out of, and they just got blew out. The feeders wanted them heifers, and they went on feed, and there's a lot of dollars, but I mean, that's about the right weight for, you know, to put bulls on them right now to make cows out of them for next spring. But they was nobody interested in whooping the feedlots out of them to take them home with that kind of money. So that turned out to be a lot of dollars per head. And so it's, it's exciting time on what these feeders are bringing, but it's also a little bit scary and unnerving, the number of these cattle that's going to the feed yard, and you know, just doesn't seem like there's very many of them at all staying home where we can start building our cow herd back. So that day will come at some point, but it's sure not there yet. It's sure awfully stout right now.
Yeah, 64 head, 791, 277.50 per hundredweight. That's that's the one that caught me. It wasn't the 64, it was that 277.50 that caught my eye. And it's wonderful, but so what caused, before we get into that conversation real quick, 210.50 was top bull yesterday. Can you help me out and not say Charlay on that one?
No, that was an old style. I haven't seen one of them in a while. That was an old style red limousine bull. He had the big old muscled up butt, like we used to see, haven't seen in a long time. He had the old style big muscled butt, and just a big old stout muscled up, looked like he'd been on steroids kind of a bull that brought that yesterday. He was pretty phenomenal. You don't see very many red limousine bulls at all anymore, but that was a pretty phenomenal one. Hadn't seen one like that in quite some time.
One that have 100-pound calves. Well, that's good. Yeah, because somebody sent me a message in here, said, you know, it's funny, Scott is the only one that likes Charley Bulls, and is from a neighbor of his down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're just going to make him famous, and then we're going to catch some guy that really knows Charley cattle, quiz him one of these days, and bring him back down to earth.
You're going to be stepping on some other toes here, because you realize that my daughter that you're wanting to get to come on the show has a registered Charley herd and raises registered Charley bulls.
Yeah, but your daughter ain't going around bragging all over Western Oklahoma that they're the only kind to have either. So there's a difference. I'll respect your daughter because hers is registered. I know that old boy down there reads, his ain't. I think a couple of his bulls got some of my bloodline in it, and I'm pretty sure they wasn't Charley. Yesterday, kind of, I guess there's a lot of things that caused what was going on, the border being shut down, the China tariff deal being kind of put on hold, and in the cash market. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's exciting times. I mean, we talked about before we got on air, you know, everything was just really good news for the cattle industry yesterday, as far as what these prices are going to continue to do, you know, between the border shutdown. I mean, that's bad news for being able to get some inventory, being able to get some numbers. If you're expecting to be able to get some Mexican cattle, but that looks like that's probably sure going to be put on hold for at least another 60 days before they're going to start flowing freely. And that's only if everything works out just exactly right. And so, you know, you put a backlog of them on another 60 days. And then, like you say, the deal that kind of got worked with China, the deal that got worked with the UK, everything right now for the time being is working, and people are coming to the table and making deals. And it goes back to, like you and I have talked about before, everybody wants American beef. Everybody, we have the greatest, safest, tastiest, best, highest quality product in the world, and nobody can compete with us on the quality of our beef. So, you know, everybody wants it. You know, everybody that's middle and upper class at every country in the world wants to have American beef, and then plus the fact that, you know, there's a lot of their of our cuts that we don't utilize that they like, that they want, and we, you know, we're able to produce a lot of it. You know, we have the land mass and the space and the water to be able to produce this high quality product and lots of it. And so that's good. You know, just speaking strictly from the beef industry standpoint, you know, there's a lot of good news coming out. One, I guess, that would kind of be a little bit bad news. You want all the farmers to do good, but as you know, just speaking strictly from the beef industry, you know, the ethanol deal with the UK, the amount of ethanol we're going to be sending to them, you know, that's a little bit detrimental because that's taking some of the cow feed, some of our feedlot feed out of the pipeline, and turning it into ethanol to send put in the gasoline products, in the UK. So that was probably a little bit of a bad news because that'll make the corn a little bit higher. But you know, we're at the prices right now that nobody's gonna, you know, it's not gonna bother anything a whole bunch. But you know, someday, sooner or later, the pendulum's gonna swing, and you know, the cattle prices will go back the other way, and then there'll probably be more complaints about why are we using ethanol on these cows or in these cars. It's really not very efficient. You know, it's kind of silly to be doing that. But for now, while things are rolling and booming like they are, you don't hear near the complaints that you do sometimes about some of those, you know, making the cattle feed higher. So.
Yeah, and it does. And hey, and guess what? We got a new airplane where we can haul beef back over to those middle and upper class people now. Sorry, I had to throw that one in there.
Yeah. Well, you know, I my thoughts and hopes on that are is that that you know on one hand you know a newer plane that is more modern and in a whole lot better shape and easier to get parts for our president to fly around in than the two really old outdated ones they've been. That's a good thing, but it always just makes me just a little bit nervous to think that you know a foreign country is gifting us something for our president to fly around in.
it's got to be kind of nerve wracking, but you know DT yeah. he ain't scared and he's not scared.
I think it would be the best idea in the world. Just to be, you know, I think just to as a token of good faith from President Trump, I think it should be a really really good idea that if he just offered for Schumer and Pelosi to take the first two or three flights on that plane. Here you go, y'all. You guys fly this two or three times just because you know we're trying to work together, and then I'll take back over after that. Just to be on the safe side.
I just wonder how many millions of dollars we're going to spend scanning that plane for bugs. No, and then but yeah, that's I didn't know those planes were that old. You know, fun aside. I didn't know those planes were that old. I thought one of them was more updated than the other, but I guess I was wrong. But so now it makes sense that you see all these videos on social media with all these newer modern fighter planes following the president around, Air Force One and Air Force Two. I see now why they got so many. That way, if it starts to go down, they can get underneath it and hold it up until it gets somewhere and land.
There you go.
You talk about a slap in the face to Boeing. We can't get parts. What the heck, Boeing?
Yeah. But then, and I heard on the radio earlier today that they that Boeing was supposed to be making a new Air Force One, but they're 14 years out from completing that. Who is in front of the president of the United States that's 14, you know, if they've got a backlog of 14 years that they can't jump over
probably the people giving the president that plane. If I was guessing right, but there's I had a one person just texted in. He said a feedlot manager told me this morning that he sold some program fats this morning for $2.58 cash equivalent. How about that?
Cash equivalent. Yep, that would be up there. That would be pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's a good deal. But it doesn't, I don't know. I keep thinking, when are the consumers going to start affecting the consumers? But there's just no sign of it for the most part. Yeah. I mean, from what I'm understanding, just like me, I had some calves coming in July for processing. I didn't even advertise it, and I got them all sold. So there's
it's amazing. I mean that the demand just keeps just roaring and rolling as long as it does, we're in good shape. I mean we've talked about it before. It's a little scary to think about how high up there it is. At what point is a consumer going to say, okay, I'm going to start buying some of these other proteins because it's just got too high. And so far it hasn't happened. And it'll be coming, but maybe when it does, you know, maybe it'll just be a slowdown and not a total wreck. And that'll be the main thing to, you know, keep a lot of people from losing a bunch of producers that, you know, might be unprotected or something. And, you know, if we just kind of have a slowdown and not just a total wreck. So that's what we'll hope for going forward, you know, and again, something, you know, that weird thing that scares or panics the paper traders, you know, that maybe that doesn't happen and cause it to wreck real fast and catch some people off guard. Hopefully that's not coming. I mean, I know that's a fear and a worry that that everybody thinks about is that, that black swan that nobody knows what it is. It's, you know, that might not even have anything to do with the beef or the cattle or anything, but excuse the hedge fund guys, and they can just move it so fast when they decide that their emotions have driven them to do something. So.
Right. Yep. And well, speaking of emotions, Cousin Kay was very nice to me the other day. And matter of fact, she fixed my plate, and I watched. I watched very carefully, and then that strawberry cake she's got really is really good. I gotta pat her on the back for that one. Did you get to eat any of it?
I did. I most of the time, by the time I get to eat, they are out of the specials. But this week they were not. I was able to get a special, so I did get some of the strawberry cake. And you were right, it was very, very tasty.
And I asked for some ice cream, and she said that I didn't want her ice cream. So so that's when I took my cue to eat that cake and get the hell out of there.
But they did forewarn me this week that they was leaving really early because they had a graduation or something that they were going to all the way down by Lawton somewhere. So I at least did get a little full warning about how early they were going to leave.
Hopefully the Cotton King ain't gonna be there either with her. Oh my God, I'll never hear the last of that. So I guess, yeah, so that means that she won't be cooking for me when I get there late?
Well, that was his last Friday. That was his last Friday.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, nothing bad happened.
I don't know about this next Friday. What their plans are, but they've always got some reason why they want to leave a little bit early before the sale's actually over. But it sounded like this week they left even earlier than usual. But it sounded like they did have a legitimate good reason. So I think a lot of times, them gals in there just, they got to go see their boyfriends. But this week it sounded like it was a graduation or something. So,
well, I'll ask them about them boyfriends when I come in this Friday.
There you go.
Yeah. So, well,
maybe ask them about them Sunday at church, see if they're going to bring them.
No, I'm going to ask them Friday at Cousin Kay's Cafe at the Sale Barn. And then when I go in there Sunday for church, then I'm going to ask her if she's going up there to ask for forgiveness. So, okay, I got to get off here. I'm going to run out of time. So good luck today at the golf tournament. And tell Miss Erin I said hello, and have a good one. Be safe up there.
All right. Talk to you soon, Jimmy.
All right. We got to take a Stockman's Vet break, and then we'll be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And, well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
We have accountants that work there, so if you have accounting questions, we can always ask that. We have people that have been there for 35 years, and so they've been in banking a long time, so they can always answer questions. There's a lot of information that's available at First National that is not available at other banks. It's very convenient. We can do a lot of things same day. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmandGarden.com. As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, welcome back here. Whoa, let me get my VMix going correctly. Let's go check out some weather in northwestern Oklahoma real quick. Like, Brandon comes on to just, I use up all my spare time here. Doesn't look like anybody's wanting to sell some hay. We need to sell some hay. If you got any hay you want to sell, or if you got some hay you're needing to buy and you want to find out, 580-225-9697. Shoot me a message and I'll get it out there on the air here pretty quick. Let's see here. Let's check out. I'm going to go to Arnett since I already know where I want to go. Arnett, northwestern Oklahoma, 80 degrees. Dew point's 56. Humidity's 44. Last 10 days. We've had 1.29 inches of rain there. 8:36 is the sunset. Speaking of the sunset, did you guys see that flower moon last night? Right at just coming up right before it got totally dark. That was one of the prettiest moons I've seen in quite full moons I've seen in quite a while. Sunny and 93 today. 64 low tonight. 93 again tomorrow, but it's gonna be windy tomorrow. Southwest wind 13 to 22 with wind gust up to 30. All right, we're going to go ahead and take another quick Stockman's Vet Clinic break. We'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Your work is finally done for the day. So you put up the equipment, get into your pickup, and drive home. You eat a hot supper, take a hot shower, and sit down on the couch. Feels good to be home, done with the day's work. Done a lot sooner than you thought you'd be. This day could have gone a lot worse. You could still be out there trying to finish because of all the lost time you could have had this morning. About 20 minutes into your day, you busted a hose. You'd barely begun your work when the equipment stopped. It just stopped. In the old days, that would have meant a couple hours lost time while you drove into town and had it replaced. But today, it took you just a few minutes because a few months ago, you started having American Hose and Supply bring you hoses and fittings before you needed them. American Hose and Supply, inside the Camrock Building, next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. Or call 821-4413. Be ready when you bust a hose and make the best of it.
Get ready, Western Oklahoma. The Wild Plum Jam is back and louder than ever. Come into Sayre on Saturday, July 19th. It's a Red Dirt Revival you won't want to miss. Live on stage, Cody Canada and the Departed. You ain't the only one. Stoney LaRue.
It's Oklahoma Breakdown. You sure do got you crying.
And Western Oklahoma's own Tyler Wilhelm.
Yes, I'm proud of who I am.
All jamming on Route 66 in Sayre. One night, one stage, and a whole lot of red dirt music magic under the Oklahoma sky.
Hey, hey, you're not a never-tweener.
Lock in your spot now. Tickets will go fast. Get yours today at KECOFM.com. That's KECOFM.com. The 2025 Wild Plum Jam in Sayre, Oklahoma, powered by KECO 96.5 FM. Be there.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag Tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed, or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up, is better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's do the Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. Real quick, I did get a request for some hay here, so you guys get your pencil and pen ready, and I'll give you that number here as soon as I do this weather change. Let's go to Mangum. I haven't been to Mangum in a while. If it'll change, there it is. No, it's not changing. Come on. There we go. Now it changed. 83 degrees, feels like it's 82. The dew point's 55. The humidity's 38. The wind's out of southwest at 9. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 70 degrees, sunset at 8:32, 93 today, 62 tonight, and 95 tomorrow, mañana. Okay, here we go. You guys got your pencil and pen ready? This gentleman is looking for some cow hay. Wheat, oats, or alfalfa? 580-339-1299. 580-339-1299. He's wanting to buy some cow hay. Wheat, oats, or alfalfa. Thank you very much. And round bales. Round bales. Round bales. So there you go. Okay. We did have a winter. And my question was, what's the optimum moisture test in the round bale hay while baling hay that you wanted to be at? It's 14 to 18%. And D was the correct answer. Now, we had a few people that didn't answer it correctly, but you weren't wrong, but you weren't totally right. How's that meant? Then I had a listener text and said, I didn't hear all of it, but depends if it was just baled or going through a sweat or stem moisture, dew moisture. Dairy buyers like it 15 to 18% out of the field. Lots of variables to consider. A lot of people bale hay way too dry, and I will agree with you on that. There's a lot of people that do bale their hay too dry, and you get a lot of shattering going on and stuff, but hey, it's their hay. I guess they can do what with them. I'm super excited about tomorrow. You guys can't miss out. It's going to take the whole show. I got Cooper and Kaiser Schneeberger from the Hydro Eakley area down around Carnegie coming in tomorrow. Not only are they super smart and really got a business mind on them, but they started a business called K&K Poultry, and they're going to come in tomorrow, and these kids are in high school. Matter of fact, one of them, I think, is in junior high. They're going to talk about how they started their chicken business, where they're selling eggs. They're also selling baby chicks, and they also got a business where they do skull mounts, and they got some really good awards last week at the FFA convention here in Oklahoma for some of their stuff. And we're going to talk all about that tomorrow. And you might know them as the little brothers of Addison Schneeberger. And Addie's been really good with what she's doing with FFA. So I'm just pretty excited these boys are coming in tomorrow. So you guys join in tomorrow. And I hope you enjoyed the show today. Again, this guy's wanting to buy some cow hay, wheat, oat, or alfalfa. 580-339-1299. Have a great day. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City, Sarah America. God bless.